During his recent visit to Juba, Pope Francis noted the struggle of South Sudanese people, especially women, and called on all citizens to respect women and humanitarian workers. Minister of Defense and Veteran Affairs, Angelina Tenyi, says hosting the International Women Conference on Transformational Leadership indicates the country is becoming stable despite delays in the implementation of peace agreement.
We look at it as groundbreaking because now this is South Sudan in a different light. Women coming together, not discussing conflict, not mediation, but women discussing how they can make a difference, how they can learn from experiences of others, how they can be part of moving this country forward, how they can be part of the nation building.
Jane Kiden, the Director of Gender at the National Ministry for Gender, Child and Social Welfare, says South Sudanese have learned a lot from participants such as former President of Liberia and Mauritius who attended the event.
We had almost 15 countries from the region that have attended to share with us their experiences. There are those who have been with us in the similar situation where South Sudan have been in conflict, like Liberia, and they have also shared with us their experiences, how women are able to be positioned or how women can resolve conflict in different level.
Rita Lopedia, Executive Director of IF Organization, an organization for women development, says she was excited to see important dignitaries coming to join the women of South Sudan to share their experiences.
This conference gives the opportunity to re-energize women. So we are re-energizing ourselves to be prepared for the constitution-making process, which might the process might kick up soon. And after the constitution-making process, there might be election. So it is important that women strategically position themselves because the constitution is a national document and it needs to be inclusive and reflect the aspiration of women in South Sudan.
The conference covered topics like political participation, the effect of climate change, and the role of women in the liberation movement. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.